We are at the end of Siman Reish Samech Ches. So let's do Seif Tes, which we sort of did already. Goy Shabbat Lachtoch or Losa B'nei Maka B'nei Shchin Shenola Do Ba. A guy has a problem on the Orla, on the Mokum Amila, and he wants to get rid of it. I mean, basically circumcise himself, not because he's becoming Jewish, but because he has this wound. Also, they saw the Chatchav Nation of Skar in the midst of the Vicham Skar, the Mila, midst of the Israel, the Mul Osa. The Jew is not allowed to do the Mila because his Kavanah is not to do the Mitzvah. But if he wants to convert, so that even though there's a wound there, he'd be allowed to do it. Okay. Haggah says, Rambam, Makom, Shemutul Rambam, Goyim, Mutul Bechal, Inyan. So where you're allowed to heal Goyim, nowadays we heal Goyim, so you'd also be allowed to do the circumcision, even though it was not the Shem Mitzvah, it was only the Shem Refuah. Sif Yud. Goy o Goya. Male or female. This is a brisa in Yevamos, Daf Mem Zayin. Sheba Vamen is Gayarti Bebezdino Shaploni Karoi. I converted in the following, in Ruvain's, Rabbi Ruvain's Bezdin properly. Eino Nema Levova Kahal, they're not believed to marry Jewish, Ad Sheyavi Edim, until they bring witnesses. Vimra'inim Nogim Bedarke Yisrael, if we see them acting Jewish, Va'osim Koha Mitzvahs, and they do all the Mitzvahs, Hareyel Becheskas Geirei Tzedek, so then we sort of believe them, the Chazaka Begeirei Tzedek, even though there's no Edim, Shemidim, if they mean this guy, even though there's no Edim testifying where they converted. However, we know that they were Goyim. They say that they converted in a certain Bezdin. They're acting from. So if they're acting from, we can assume that they're from until it comes to getting married. When it comes to getting married, then they need to bring Edim where they converted or convert again in front of us, since we knew that they were going. Now these are very, very delicate, sensitive questions, things that come up every day in the Baalei Teshuva Yeshivas. I used to have this in Eshet Torah regularly, and you know, so meaning we trust you that you're Jewish, maybe when it comes to the wine, but not to go get married. And it's important. Eish brought in, hired Dain Aaron Choi, the cousin of our neighbor Aaron Choi, who's on the Rabbanut Baz Din, to go through the yichus of every single boy in the yeshiva.
Really? Wow.
Yep. Every single boy, so that if he wants to get married, he doesn't have a problem. If he wants to make aliyah, he doesn't have a problem. He can prove that he is Jewish. And if he can't prove that he's Jewish, then he can cut through all of the red tape and he can convert the boy if the boy is, you know, is holding by that. Yeah, this is a big deal. We're not, nowadays, the world is upside down, only getting worse. Okay, so we're going to see what it says here in Shulchan Aruch, but obviously these are very important shailas, who is a Jew, and has to be dealt with by big league Rabbanim, with a lot of severity, Yerushalayim, and has to be taken super, super seriously. Now if guy comes, we don't know that he's a guy. He tells us, by the way, I'm a guy that converted. But as far as we know, he's Jewish, so then he'll be believed. Because we assume he's Jewish. Now he comes and tells us he was a guy, and he converted. So Hapesha Asa, the mouth that said that he was not Jewish, the same mouth that says now he is Jewish. So he'll be believed. Again, all this is very... has to be, nowadays we don't really, the boy doesn't even know if he's Jewish. How could a boy know? A guy once came to me, a close student, can you give me a letter, Rabbi, that I'm Jewish? I said, I think you're a great Jew, but I don't know your mother, I don't know your grandmother, I don't know your great grandmother, how do I know you're Jewish? Can you give a letter that you're Jewish? I just met you. You know, we talk about knowing the mothers and the grandmothers and the great grandmothers. Because of a Rambam, the men's Rambam were in the Eretz Yisrael. That's in Eretz Yisrael. Uva osam hayam in those days, Cheskas HaKol Sham Cheskas Yisrael. That there was a chazaka, you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're Jewish. That's not the case today. But in Chutz La'aretz, you have to bring a raya. V'achra Yisra Yisraelis, Shemayla Asu B'yuchsun. Even though perhaps there's room to say that he should be believed, but when it comes to marriage, we are more strict and more demanding. Now again, nowadays people don't know if they're Jewish. Not a question of believe, not believe. You don't know if you're Jewish. How do you know if you're Jewish? Your mother goes to church. This is regular. Your mother goes practicing Christians. No, my grandmother, my great grandmother was Jewish. Really, you can't just disappear from Judaism and come back and say, "Well, my grandmother used to buy candles Friday night." And those that came from the Muranos, you know, so there are a lot of South Americans who have Jewish practices because their ancestors were Jewish, but that doesn't make them Jewish, going back hundreds of years. So, the general, what I've received from, you know, my work in this area is that, first of all, if the family acted not Jewish and like went to church as goyim, you can't come now and say 2-3 generations later, "Oh, by the way, I know that I was really Jewish." You lost your chazaka of being Jewish, then you have to commit. And even if you don't, I mean, that's a little bit extreme, although it's not so uncommon anymore. But, you know, most people in the world are goyim. So if you see a guy on the street, you don't assume he's Jewish. The family was observant. Okay, so my parents were observant. My grandparents on my mother's side, they were observant. So we assume that we don't start, you know, questioning every observant family. But when there was a break in the tradition, yeah, Bali Tshuva, so the mother didn't act Jewish, the grandmother didn't act Jewish. You know, who says she's believed to say she was Jewish? So Rabbi Aaron Shor told me what he looks for, he tells them to look at the census. The census, when every 10 years the American government does a census and says what languages are spoken in the house. If your mother's mother spoke Yiddish in the house, he holds that's enough to declare the family to be Jewish. But these are things that are not, they're not easy. You know, people who, the mother was not religious, the grandmother was not religious. To go back to sometimes the great-grandmother was not religious. That's something that's very hard to prove. So there's a lot of gir l'chumra, converting just to be sure. Yiramath, Misha Yemuchzul b'Yisrael. He had a chazaka being Jewish. Again, nowadays, what gives you a chazaka being Jewish? You sit in Eishat Torah with the Yamuk and Tzitzit, that doesn't make you Jewish. Misha Yemuchzul b'Yisrael, Sha'aman is Gayati Beinid Beinatzi. He said, I converted on my own without a rabbi. V'yesh l'banim, and he has children. Einu ne'man al banim. So since he was Muchzul b'Yisrael, he was held to be Jewish, and now he comes and basically questions, basically says, I'm not Jewish, because I'm not Jewish because I converted improperly, so he's not believed to passel his children. Ne'aman al atzma, but he's believed on himself that he's not really Jewish, eshavi nashe chaticha l'yisura, that basically what he's saying indicates he can't marry a Jewish girl. If he has children now, since children go after the mother, I'm not really sure what he is referring to here exactly. Okay, there is halachic status to the father being not Jewish, but he's believed on himself in terms of he made himself now also to marry a Jewish girl because he says he's really not Jewish. He's not believed to mess up his children. So Ne'amar Atzal Hashem Nashach Hatich Lishura they also Rabash Yisrael to ask himself for marrying a Jewish girl. Until he converts properly. Sif Yudbeis. Another Gemara. Kishavu Hagera Lehis Gayer. He comes to convert. Bot Kinachar Hashem Gamal Mochiito. Obashil Sraro Shizkila. Why you want to convert? Maybe he has some position. He's going to get some money out of it. Maybe he has some position. He has some ulterior motives. Omni Apacha. Maybe he's scared of the Jews. Baldi Kane Sadas. Ooh, maybe there's a Jewish girl he wants to marry, and that's why he wants to convert. If it's a woman, it's a Jewish boy she wants to marry. Now they're not sincere. So that becomes an issue. Now, even if someone converts for faulty reasons, if they accept mitzvahs upon themselves, even though there is some sort of ulterior motives involved, like nowadays they will convert people because they get married. They're not religious. One's not even Jewish. Now they decide they want to become religious. They want to convert. They have no reason to convert. They're living in sin and they've been married for 5 years, 10 years. So if they want to convert, so then we have to be convinced that they are sincere in their acceptance of mitzvah. So below mitzvah, here we're talking about, we want to make sure he doesn't have any ulterior motives. But even if they have ulterior motives nowadays, if they think that the person is sincere, they will allow them to convert. If there's no ulterior motives, modim lan koved ol ha-Torah, they explain how, you know, the heavy yoke of Torah, the Torah sheish ba'asiyasa ha-me'aratzos, how hard it is for certain people to keep Torah mitzvahs, because we don't missionize, we don't look for converts, so we want to generally discourage conversion. Except nowadays, suppose someone says, the father's Jewish, and the mother's not, the kid's not Jewish, so a lot of posts would say we do encourage conversion, only if they're sincere, but we will try to do kiruv on the guy if you require him to convert. Some say because since the father's Jewish, there's some, you know, sparks of holiness there. Others say just more practical, if his father's Jewish, he thinks he's Jewish, and there's a good chance he'll go marry Jewish. So let's make him a sincere, you know, committed Jew, so that doesn't happen. Well, it does happen, but he's really Jewish. Okay, so, but we generally look to discourage conversion. If he's Makabel, he accepts it, and he doesn't run away. And they see that he really is sincere. Makabel, so they accept him as a convert. If they didn't check after him, and they did not tell him, we said this, the reward and the punishment that's in store for people he misses. And he did mila and tvila in front of three, not rabbanim but hedyodos, regular people. Hareiz a ger. He is considered a ger. Afilu noda shibishvil davar hu misgaya. Even if he had some ulterior motives. Ho umal betava, since he had mila and tvila yotza mechlal hagoyim. Now, there are those that want to say that even if the person is not committed to keeping mitzvos. However, that is not the accepted halachic opinion. The accepted halachic opinion is they have to accept upon themselves to keep mitzvos. We didn't give him the whole rigmarole, but he accepted it. He's sincere and accepted upon to keep mitzvos. The person who converts, someone told me today, Rav Yashiv Paskin, if someone converts without acceptance of the mitzvos, you can sell him your chametz. Doesn't matter if three people accepted him and they did mila and tefila and they turned him into a convert. If he didn't accept mitzvahs, he's a god. Okay, this is one of the things that been fighting about in Israel with the conversion laws of the previous government. But it's a destruction of the Yuchsin and Klai Yisrael, turning everything upside down. So here they converted him. Okay. He accepted mitzvahs, but he wasn't given the whole rigmarole, and he might have ulterior motives. The choshishinlo, so it's hard to understand what the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here. Basically, we are, you know, we kind of are choshish, we assume the conversion is good, or anchit tisparatsu kasa, until we see, we're in limbo, until we see that he's really sincere, that he really wants the key mitzvahs. If he's not sincere, then it sounds like it's not going to be a conversion. The afilu chazav of an elilim. Now, if he turns out to be sincere, but then 2 years later he goes up to Derech and starts worshiping idols or whatever, which is unfortunately not uncommon that even converts go off to Derech, which is hard for us to understand. Hareo ki Yisrael mumar shekidusha kidushin. So if he was sincere, and then later he went off to Derech, so then he's Jewish, he's an off-the-derech Jew. If he marries a Jewish woman, they're married, and he is considered 100% Jewish. Hagoy, Yisrael, Mumar, Sha'as, Tshuva. If a Mumar, a Jew who doesn't keep mitzvahs at all, does Tshuva, Eino Tzarech Litzbo. He wants to do Tshuva, he does not need to go to the mikvah. Rak min Rabbanah, from the Rabbanah goes to the mikvah. Yes, the little Karl of Dimre Chaveris with an Ishtosh accepted by himself to be medactic mitzvahs in front of the three as part of the tshuva process, but it's not like a convert converting. There's two interesting Bira girls over here. Ois Chaf Vav and Ois Chaf Ches. Which you could do for homework. Whole discussion. Shlomo Melech had wives, converted wives who were over with Zara. And Shimshon's wife who ended up being a bad girl and had to understand that. Okay, so that is the end of Siman Reish Samechas.